Good, good. Ready to begin, gentlemen? Poetry song. We finished poetry song? That's the halakha here we got. Which star? Yeah. Great. Give all of a base between halakha hey, poetry song. Rabbi Eliezer and Yaakov Omer, Aisha Bat Gerim, we were in the middle of discussing yesterday the relationship of a ger to kriya and to tefillah. He continued to say, even though these things are not directly in the ger, that an Isha, who is a Bat Gerim, loti na tele kuhna, asha dehe ima mi Yisrael. So even if she's a gioris, her father was a ger, and so on, nonetheless, she is considered to be. It said it doesn't matter how many generations. Okay, so Gemara is going to talk about this. Okay, so in other words, if at any point it's all gearing, in other words, so then she can't marry even generations later. So you need to have a mother who is Jewish. Apotropin, the Ebed, the Ashmiya, the Aisha, the Tumtum, the Androgynous are all the strong back to the Mishnah, just as Mishnah. Mevi'im v'lokorim, they bring, but they cannot say ene yicholim lomar shenatata li, either because they're suffix what they are, or because they're acting for somebody else, or because they're women and they don't have their own chelek. So either it's because nothing's wrong with them that they're bringing to the Yisraelim, or because Novadish has no chelek bar at all, because we have a suffix, if it's a male or a female, like an androgynous. None of them can be sorry. So the Yezid and Yaakov on there, you need to have Ashtei Hivo in Yisrael in order to marry into the Kuhuna. So what happens? If her mother is Jewish, then it doesn't make any difference. If her mother, no, not necessarily. If her mother is Jewish, even if her father is a ger, so there's no problem, let me say. So Tamanta Ninan, this Mishnah we learn regarding the figure of marriage by tradition, but it says over there, Rabbi Yehuda, Bas Ger Zohar, so in other words, even if the father is a ger, it doesn't matter if the mother is Jewish. She's still going to be a cholol, a cholola, essentially. So she's no different than the daughter of a cholol. A cholol is part of a kuhuna. And she would also be still a kuhuna, even though her mother is Yisrael. And here seems to be saying if her mother is Yisrael, even if the father is a ger, it wouldn't make any difference, right? There's much of the opposite. If her father is Jewish, and even if her mother is a Gioris, then she would be Mutar. It's in a Bat Cholol Zohar. There's the only thing that would be Koveya Hatsul. So that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. There's a quote from Rabbi Yehuda ben Yaakov that he held that the Psul requires both. In other words, the father and the mother would be Gerim. Then they would be off at over there in the bright institution. Right. Garen is, if both are Garen. If both are Garen, then she's fucked. And then we have the Shita that we all, Rabbi Yossi Shita, that only the Gioris herself is possible But over here, once she's born as a Jewish, according to him, it would be Muslim. Okay, and then we have a four shita that if she was too young
have lost her tefillin. Actually, they had intercourse. It's not considered to be a zina. But there would be no separate tefillin in the area. So there's no pogam in the kedusha of the kohen. It's only a din in zina of the kohen.
So she was underage?
She is underage. She can't have sex.
So then she's mutter to the kohen?
Then she's mutter. Right. So we have four sheets of the Torah. So the Yehuda says, Bas Kerez Ofer Kibat Kolos Ofer goes according to the father. Mekulum Mikra Eferim Bosh. It says in your text that a Kohen can only marry to in the two lot Mizera Beit Yisrael. So the Yehuda says, that means Achitehe Aviv in Yisrael. As long as the father is Yisrael, but if the father is a Ger, then it's a Kolos, Kibat Kolos. Rabbi Lazar Amar, Mizera Beit Yisrael means anyone in Beit Yisrael. O Avia, O Ima. So whether it's a father or a mother, she has Kedusha Yisrael. Rabbi Yosef Amar, Achi Yivaldu, the Kedusha Yisrael. Rabbi Yosef says she herself has to have been born as a Jewess. And Rabbi Shimon Amar, Achi Yivaldu, the Kedusha Yisrael. For Rabbi Shimon, it just means Mizera Beit Yisrael only means that she should be Tohar, in other words, she shouldn't have been able to have been slept with as a zona.
She was 3 years old.
Tell me the Shem Rebbe Shimon. Now, over there, it says the Pharisee that anyone that was too young to have slept with a man was told that they were supposed to be taken by them. It could be taken. And he's talking about Lachem. He's talking to the commander's princess. And so that means the princess could have taken, one of those girls and made her a wife. Apparently, there's no psul, even the princess. Rabbanan. That doesn't mean take a wife. It means that you look and love a dimash pachot. Once there's a laid up dish of Yisrael, that's the only time that it's, that's the only thing that you find. Kohanim nog was still so bad for the Maitre. The Kohanim have been marked out for themselves. So Rabbi Yezer ben Yaakov not to marry unless Aviv or Ima is Yisrael. Now, Chad Kohen, not of Bat Gerim, was once a mite of a Kohen who married daughters of Gerim. So also the Kamei Rabbi Abu, Arbaai also of Kohen. So he ties him down to the Malkus Tavso, start beating him up. What are you doing? I'm a little baby. Well, hold on a second. Lo Cain Alfred Rebbe Alok Rebbe Yossi. Didn't she teach us that the Alok is like Rebbe Yossi and she's completely Mutara? She's a Bas Gerim from the male she's Kasha Lekaluna. What are you beating the guy up for? Oh, Marle, Belo Kranim, Nagel, Tilsa, Basman, Belo Ben Yaakov. I understand. But the Kranim don't accept that. I'm like, a minute, Lo Cain. Well, you can give the guy Malkus and go in a minute. I'm like, him? Absolutely. Of course, cannot come in the fire sleeve on a mukim black. What do you think? If I am going to the earth to be Matthias now, I'll take him off of the top style. I'll be mukim late and watch and see what happens. In the kami way, oh, the hutra haratua. You heard that word? Right? It's become a saying. Hutra, meaning, okay, so you don't get beat for it, so now it's mutter, it's fine. You think that there's no problem. It's fine, okay, take off the ritua. So the guy gets up off the ritual, he says, oh, hutra ritua, afanimu tarba. Everybody says, oh, apparently it's okay. Right, so in other words, if you're telling me that it's all right, so mashma that you can take her and keep her, no problem. Okay, so therefore you have to respond to a pagam of a minute too. And people will say hutra haritzua. You heard that saying, no? Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, b'shem Rav Osha, said, it was a ma'aseh b'mishpacha b'daron, shayu kolin alea ar-ar. There was a time that they were part of a guna. And Sholach Rebbe at Reb Luminis Lubotshin, check it out. Why is everybody saying that they're wrong? Mota shenit gairaz viknatap, but tell me about Shalosh shenim yonachai. So she found out that this girl's grandmother, they were tiny, the girl's not Kosh Lakuna, was a Gioret. And she was talking to me about Shalosh shenim yonachai. There was no din of its own on it. And they were boxer her with Luna because the whole thing was on her. Was a bubble mice because for Etzem she was mutar. Oh, Rabbi Shomer, Rabbi Shimon is here. It must be that he was matir only Rabbi Shimon, because only according to Rabbi Shimon does it go according to the stage of being loyal to be. Says Rabbi Zira Divyak Kohi, the Omer of Zira B'Shem Rabbi Abba, what the Rabbi does, and some of Mati Bom B'Shem Rabbi Abu B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, the lad. Bogeret kasher, shehu balot haaseh, she ba mikoach haaseh. Balot haaseh, ba mikoach haaseh, is an haaseh. In other words, a kohen gadol who marries a non-besula, he marries a bogeret. And that's to say, even though she's technically, you know, a bogeret, is already out to a kohen gadol. Her blood is kosher, even though she's a psul kohuna. Why? Because the only time that there's an issue that creates a chalola from a child is where there's a lotase. And a lotase that's bom, mikroachase, such as v'hu isha b'tzulea yikach, which is mashva v'lo yikach, isha she'ena b'tzulea, but that comes from a lashon of ase. So v'hu isha b'tzulea yikach is therefore an ase. Also, you have exactly the same situation over here. When it stresses by that the current government should take a betulah me'amav. So it means me'amav or lo minag yoret. But that's an atzei. The kolah lota atzei shabam mikrach atzei. I'll tell you, since it's an atzei, there's no din of chalolos on it. So who cares? Who cares what a grandmother is? So her grandmother, fine, her grandmother married a Kohen, and she was a Gioret, so. So fine, she did something wrong. So, but you're saying now three generations later, we're going to pass all the women from the family because of what? Because of Chalolos? Chalolos is a lot, only on a lot. Where's the lot? Does it not say that he was over on not taking Ne'amah? But there's no lot? Mamela, it's not Nogei Rebbe Shimon. If it would have been the first generation, then it would have been Nogei Rebbe Shimon. Whether he himself was allowed to marry Zik Natah, but it's three generations ago. So even if the other Kohen to Chachomi would still be moved. So it should only be an asay. There's an out. Because all it says is Dor Shlishi Yavo Bekal Hashem. It never says anywhere Lo Yavo Dor Sheni Bekal Hashem. So, but we learn out from there. Okay, Dor Shlishi Yavo Velo Dor Sheni, right? So now, by the same token, you should taina that the marriage of a Dor Sheni Mitzri is going to be a kosher. The child will be kosher lakuna. Because it's only in the Tasei. I mean, everybody's mocking on this. So isn't that an absolute thing about Mikoach Hasei? Father of Yeshua? Oh, no. Lord Domi, I think he saw that to the Kohen. He only meant that an essay to the Kohen, which is not Shavu the Kohl, that's Kal. But an essay to the Yisrael is also the Kohl. Over there, everybody is also on there. So Mamela over there were machmer to consider the children of Halloween. Hashemkin, when it comes to the Issa Kahuna, which is only Issa Kahuna, Mutabal of the Israelis, we're not masking it to create an Issa Kahuna. Shliach. So the Mishnah mentioned the case of a Shliach that's maybe the Inokari. So does that mean that you're allowed to send Bikurim? You don't have to bring Bikurim yourself. So, Yossi, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, says this is Dafka Bishalakan, Bishalakan Bialaka. It's only at the beginning of the Lakita was always in Das that I'm not located to take myself for myself at all. But if we may im lahaviyamhu, lo yishachin biyad akher. If lakatkila your das was to take it, then you can't give it to a shmiyach to take. Velo mechatzela. Now he wasn't mechatzel the shmuah. Interesting modern word. And in other words, he didn't finish it up. He left it hanging, and nobody knows what's the logic in this. I mean, so he wasn't mechatzel the shmuah. He left it hanging. Rav Yonah mechatzela. Rav Yonah finishes it off. Literally, that's the lesson. To say, hey, he finished them off. Rav Yonah mechatzela. And Rabbi Zeira and Rabban Shimon Lakish, the Shame Rav Oshia, explain the views like this: the Shalakish Shochem B'Yad Acher. Well, in Lakam La'Avian Hu, Lo Yishacham B'Yad Acher. Why? Sheko Habikurim Shenir'u Litor B'Kriya. Any Bikurim that were supposed to been brought with Mikra Bikurim. You cannot be martyred and without Mikra Bikurim. Einan Nitarim Ella Bikriya. And if you're going to now change your mind, you're going to send it with a Shliach. So it comes out that Shlichut cannot be Mekayim Shlichut. Because the Shlichut that he's supposed to be doing is to say Arami Ovid Ovid. But he can't say Arami Ovid Ovid because it isn't his. So now he's in a pickle. If L'chatzila, it was never chayav in Kriya because it was going to be given to somebody else. Is that a problem? Omer Rimoni, Af Agav Delo Omer Rabbi Yosi Hara Milsa Omer Vikavasa. Even though he didn't quite say that, he did say something similar to it. It's Omer Rabbi Zeira Rabbi Yosi. Now you remember Kadis Amet Hara Rabbi Oshia when this mimer of Rav Oshia was said over that whatever is only given a chatzila for Kriya is only going to be mutter the Kriya. And Rav Yosi, Rav Yechanina said, Matnisa Pliga. So here is where he adds on it. He said, it says that Hikrish Bikurah, Yacharkach Makar Sadehu, may be the Eno Torei. That the halacha is if he sold the field, so that means he no longer could say Ha'adamah Shematah. He doesn't have the Adamah anymore, right? So you see that even though at the time that he originally had been Matrishet, he did have Karka, and therefore it was Chayav and Mikra Bikurim. If he sells his field, nonetheless, it may be Dain over Torah. So we don't say, no, that you can't bring him anymore. Because if you're going to bring him without Kriya, you won't be Matrishet. And how can you bring Bikurim and not do what you're supposed to do with them? So isn't that a riot, that the way in which something was done, the chatzila, is not koveya permanently its status, but it's only mutter al yedei kriya? Yenua, when we answered that it was talking about, kishenatan da'ato limkor mishal rishona. And that's what I'm saying, that we really have this shot in a different context. As you said, the way to understand it is, so just like over here, we said if the chatzila your malakit to give to a shliach, if the chatzila your malakit, knowing that you were going to sell your field, you had a deal, so you knew that you weren't going to be able to be Torah at the time you were malakit. So Mavela was in Chayim and Kriya. There was no way that you would be able to bring it before you closed the deal. Okay. So it's the same thing. You go to Nina, Yavash HaMayan, it should say, or Niksat HaIlan. And that case also is talking about there that he's maybe the notary, because if somebody who doesn't have a mayan doesn't have essentially wine or land rather that's producing, he doesn't have the vine anymore that he's bringing it from, so he doesn't have the land that can produce. So over there it says that he's maybe the notary, which is mashman at the time that he took it. It was still, the land was good, it was still water. And the vine was good. And nonetheless, what are you going to say? That the guy was planning that the vine should wither? The man was planning that the well was going to dry? What are you going to do when the well runs dry? Yeah. You're not going to be able to be maybe the Torah. So over there, how are you going to explain it? According to you, it was chayiv in kriya, and he'll never be able to be maybe at all, because he can't be maybe vein or kriya. He wants to be chayiv in kriya. Let's talk about that. The tree had already been ruined. It was drying. He took the last things off of it after somebody had uprooted it or whatever. So fine. So he knew of a feel that he wasn't going to be able to say to make Rabbi Kuhn. And then a tractor bumped into the tree, killed the tree, and he pulled him off and took them. So he knew at the time it was malachim, but they're not going to be clear because. So what's going on over here? That clear malachim? I mean, why? If, let's say a person wouldn't have been correct, right? And we'll see later on, because it's fair, it's not the market. But that's the case. Why can't he send it to Shriya? The Kriya isn't the thing that's matter. I'm sort of the inner Nitari, Ella the Kriya. What do you mean by Nitari? So who cares whether you're correct? It's a myth, what to do? You're to do it, you don't do it, move on. I'm rich more by the Kriya. A royal Kriya. Now there's a difference. A royal Kriya. If he himself was going to bring it, and he brings it, and then he's not Korea, but he could have been Korea. So over there, Korea is really not Mahakit. But if it's Royal Abila, Zaina Royal Abila, Zaina Royal Korea, there'd be no way that he could have, even if he wanted to, be Korea on it. So then, that's the Shriya. So then, Bila is Mahakit, meaning the Korea is Mahakit, the general. How often that things are worse when there's no way out of it. Now, leaks on the Shachem Biyad Acher, Loya Shachem Biyad Acher, Shami Yamole Kula Biyad. The guy goes ahead, and he originally had him died to send it with the Shmiyah. So then, he shouldn't send it with the Shmiyah, because how about if he decides that he himself is going to be the one who brings it, and he will consider at that point, oh, since the Shriya would have brought it, so he wouldn't have had to read. So now that I bring it, it certainly is not going to be my case if I don't read, right? Because originally I meant it's not even going to be a mitzvah. I originally meant some of the Shriya. So therefore, in such a case, you should be careful to set down a rule. And when you decide you're going to send it with somebody, you have to send it with that somebody. So what do you care about a different somebody? Because if it's a different somebody, that different somebody may be you. Well, you change your mind. It's the same way. Originally I was going to send it with Barnea, and I ended up sending it with Calvin. This year I was going to send it with Barnea, I'm going to take it myself. But we don't want him to take it himself, because we may end up being involved in the midst of freedom. Because when he brings it up, he can be carried. The fact that it was Milkab Lakhila that's done with Banea doesn't mean he can't be Tori from Milk, he can't not be to read. He don't be Mavat on Mrs. Kriya. Rabbi Abu Bashan Rabbi Yochanan says, Hayoresh may be, the Eno Kore. Now, when you say Yoresh, you mean that his father already died? Or you mean he is bringing it up for his father? And I'm not understanding. He's Yoresh Bechai Yaviv. So he's like any other Shriya. And we said what the thing is. He's a Shriya. If it's Re'achram, he's a Saviv, so then it's his. Well, what do you mean? He's not Torah. I mean, it's his own thing. It is his Adama. So the Kenan, I'm saying, Kishayaviv, Cholel, Mitzvukan. He's talking about that his father was killed. So Mimela, what it's coming to say is, he should not be maybe the Torah, because you should not make an assumption his father died. But you might think that he's old age to be your age. Yeah, his father's Gaitis already. So what? You could say, it's mine. So Mashwanda, he has a chesed chai, and the fact that he's about to be yours doesn't mean anything. Seems in the samachta. Here it says for your bayit as well. And your bayit as well is mashma ishtecha. You see that someone is maybe vikorei as if it is the owner. This is only le'achar mitad. Only if the boy died and he was actually yoresha. And the meaning of the drasha is to tell me that Adam is yoresha tishto. That's all it means. Rav Yochanan lo shani v'chayim. He v'chayim he le'achar mitad. Doesn't matter whether she's alive or whether she's dead. It's coming to be marva that it's considered to be his. This is Rav Shimon ben Lakish kishitaso. Rav Shimon ben Lakish amar Adam yoresha tishto dvar Torah. This is his makor. But it must be that he's your age. And that's it. Okay, so how does he know that there's a Yerusha? Dvar Torah? Only because of this. Rabbi Yochanan of Hashem Rav Oshia says, Hanaka is not Kevet. And he says, Yinako, the Kashem Lokecha, next to the Mizbeah, that is actually Ma'akit. But Kriya is not Ma'akit. Vataniyan, Ha'oka Bikurim HaShalo Kara Aleihem. What about the fact that it says in the Mishnah that somebody who eats Bikurim without being Kore is Chayav Malkus? So apparently Kriya is Ma'akit, the Akira of the Bikurim. Yeah. And we dash it from Lotusala Kobisharefa Masad Masadam Kav Trumat Yadakha. We dash it Trumat Yadakha is Bikurim. So apparently if you eat Bikurim in a way that's author, eat it with the Homa, and here it says, or you eat it even if you didn't do on you didn't do Kriya. So how do we get the idea that Kriya is not Mahakra, it's not a problem, but Danoka is Mahakra? Says the Gemara, that's going according to Rav Oshia and Rav Yudah Hashem Rav Shmuel, that's going according to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva indeed holds that Kriya is Ma'akir. Rabbi Yossi Boy, which Rabbi Akiva says that? Hadi Rabbi Akiva. On Rabbi Mana, Shamit Abba Tani. Hanakha Ma'akevet and Kriya Ma'akevet. Rabbi Akiva Omer Kriya Ma'akevet. I heard from my father a brisa, in which Rabbi Akiva says the Farish that no, it's a mistake to say that in Kriya Ma'akevet. Kriya is Ma'akev in the same way that Anoka is Ma'akev. What's the difference? Rabbi Yaakov Barak became Rabbi Lazar. Matam Amru Anoka Ma'akevet. Mitnei Shehina Hegez Bako. There's no one who is a Mechuyim in Anoka. There are people who aren't Mechuyim in Kriya, as we already saw. Anybody who can't say Asher Natatali. So therefore, something that obviously it can't be ma'akim the chest of the mitzvah, because otherwise, how could there be people who should be maybe venatory? So therefore, even somebody who can do it, it's not ma'akim. But hanokha is something that is chal on every single of us before him, the mela. It's misabim. It would be ma'akim. Rabbi Tamchum, Ravuna, Vashem, Rabbi Lazar says that's not the reason. It's his nation shamal, because it says v'hi nicho l'knei mizbach Hashem Elokecha, and then it says v'hi nachto l'knei Hashem Elokecha. So the two lashons of v'hi nicho and v'hi nachto is shana l'vakatuv l'akev. Over the Baba Mori Parthet, he said both shitas. Choda for a Yudah, he said one shita. Oh my God. The two different shitas that we have in whether it's Ma'akevet because of the Nagis of Kol, or Ma'akevet because Shana Lava Katuv Ma'akev, is actually dependent on which shita you're going according to. So, in other words, one is like Rabbi Yehuda and one is like Rabbonim. Well, how does it work out that way? Chodek Rabbi Yehuda, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, he holds that the extra drush is not extra, because he says that the Inakto comes to tell me that there's a Chiyav of Snufa. So that the Inakto is not the same as the first Hanokha, which is next to the Mizbeah. Mamele, he doesn't have a Shana Lavakatuv Ma'akev. According to him, we'd have to say the reason that it's Ma'akev is that they should not get the call. No other reason. The other, the Rabbanan, that they hold, the Inamar and Shalom, the Torah, the Rabbanan hold that the din of Tnufa is learned from the halakha, from the pasuk of Lakakakrena Tenemiyadecha, not from the Inafto. According to them, the Inafto is extra. So according to him, is where we said this for. Them, I mean, that we said this for, Mithnei, Shishana, Leakatu, Rakhay. But it's not that there's a steer in Rebbe Lazar. At one point he was explaining, I'll leave it at Hakomi. At one point he was explaining, I'll leave it at you. Review. Are we up to you? Working.